Hi, Pastor Doug.
Hi, Patty. How you doing?
Oh, just great. Actually, I have a question. I've been studying with a friend of mine who has just begun to keep the Sabbath, and has started going to church with me. And she had a question about seeing, she's always put together Christian churches with crosses. And she just was wondering why in some Bible-based churches there are no crosses. And I just kind of didn't really have a great answer for her, and I thought maybe you could kind of flesh out the answer for me a little.
Well, you know, when we find the word cross principally used in the New Testament, matter of fact, I don't believe the word cross is used in the Old Testament in terms of a symbol. It's, you know, the only time you'll find that word is I cross a road. In the New Testament, the word cross is typically used in a symbolic metaphor. It's never, ever used in the Bible as a physical icon. They always thought of the cross as the teaching of the gospel. You know, Paul said, I'm determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And Christ said, whoever takes up their cross and follows me. Well, I've met people who go around the country with literal crosses on their back, but that wasn't what Jesus was talking about. It's a lot easier to wear a cross or to hang one on the wall or to nail one to the steeple than it is to bear the cross. And so to differentiate Christian churches from maybe other institutions of religion or other public buildings, it became customary as a symbol to put a cross on these buildings. And I don't condemn them for doing that. I'm just saying that's it grew out of the idea to identify the edifice as a Christian church.
Well, wasn't it originally, I had heard from somebody that it was, I mean, used in the Egyptian, it was like a symbol from the Egyptian
religion, too. You need to be careful because if you travel, and I've traveled all different parts of the world, and you study some of the ancient archaeology and the symbols and signs that were used in their architecture, you can find virtually any symbol that you can imagine. I mean, there's only so many geometric forms, and a cross is a very basic one.
Right.
You can find something similar to the cross in all kinds of different applications. You can find, you know, the swastika was part of Greek architecture as a design.
Yeah.
And you can find it in the middle, what do you call it, Mesoamerican architecture. Some people used it just simply for architecture, and, well, Adolf Hitler made that symbol something very ominous.
Right.
Yes, there was an Egyptian cross that was upside down and had a little loop on the bottom of it. It's a little different from the Christian cross, and some people have tried to make a connection. I don't think we should vilify the Christian symbol of the cross. There's no command in the Bible that the six points of the Jewish star are to be a symbol for Judaism.
Right.
But, you know, for our day and age, that's simply what we use to identify the Jewish flag. The cross is simply a symbol that identifies the Christian religion in all its varied forms. But I don't think that we should put too much power in the outward symbol. Some people make crosses good luck charms. And they think there's some kind of, you know, you hold it up and Dracula runs away. And there's nothing in the Bible that tells us that the image of the cross has any power to it. It's the teaching of the cross that has the power.
Okay.
Okay?
That's a good answer for me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Patty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thanks for the call, Patty.